Welcome back to Bricks, Brambles, and Bites. My name is Jean Grunert, and you have joined us for your 5-minute weekly marketing podcast to make you the marketing thought leader of your organization. It's really good to be back. I was sick as a dog last week with a sore throat that made me sound like I was smoking packs of cigarettes a day. I just sounded terrible. So I just skipped last week's podcast. I did post to the blog. So if you like our marketing content, head over to sevenoaksconsulting.com and you can check out our latest blog post there. Now today I want to get right into our subject matter because a lot has been going on in terms of content marketing over the past couple of weeks. And this past week we've seen a significant Google Core update. And as you guys know, I own several websites where I like to play around with SEO so I can test what I, you know, teach you guys. And then I hear from people in the industry too, and we talk off to the side. And what we're seeing is this past core update, some sites got hit a second time. They were barely recovered from the last core update in early March. And then whammo, this one hit and their search engine rankings have shifted again and they're not doing so great. My own site seems to have benefited a lot from it. And I'm not quite sure why, other than the fact that over the past year, I've really been digging down into trying to improve my content, trying to just do the basics right. Whether or not this sticks, I don't know. But let me drill down a bit more into what a core update is and how this one differs from past ones, and then how you can move forward into the future based upon what we're learning from Google's own updates and what they're saying about what they're doing. So as you guys know, Google controls about 80% of search engine traffic. For the majority of us, they are our bread and butter. They are the search engine that we want to court in order to get traffic, organic search traffic to our content. And when they do these core updates, it can significantly change our rankings. A Google Core update is a major update to the algorithm that powers the search engines. As you guys know, search engines work by crawling the content on your site, trying to determine whether or not it matches search intent, how well it matches search intent, and then they sort through myriad ranking factors, some of which we know, some of which are still unknown, and determine that if somebody plunks in the keyword, you know, marketing content, let's see how well your site comes up. Now, a core update means that Google has made major changes to the algorithm powering its search engine. Now, this past one that rolled out last week has folded in permanently something which they called the helpful content update. Now, the helpful content update has been going on for several years now, and its purpose is to weed out spammy or poor content from the search engine results. I've seen it hit some sites that did not have spammy or poor content, but just had a lot of content or content that was generated too quickly. And that seems to be the trend. What Google is looking for these days and considering spammy, it's not just AI driven content. It's any site that's dinging out content really fast. Google is taking that as a sign that something's not right. And that's, to me, it's not fair because I do know some content entrepreneurs who've hired a lot of good freelance writers and their model was to put out new articles every day, right? They're not using AI, but Google is perceiving it as spammy and it's not right and they might change that in the future. But be that as it may, this helpful content update, it's trying to weed out content that is not matching search results, that is created solely for the purpose of manipulating search engine algorithms, that may be AI generated or maybe somebody that's just paying a lot of writers to make copy quickly, to rank quickly and make money. So a lot of sites that have had a model for many years now of generating significant volumes of content, you need to rethink that. This new, quote, helpful content update has now been folded permanently into the core update. So it's no longer going to be separate, which means anytime Google gives you a core update, content sites that are driven heavily by content, are going to see major shifts in their search engine algorithms. Now, here's what you can do moving forward. First of all, anybody listening to this whose site has been positively or negatively impacted by the core update, sit tight. Do not make major changes to your site for the next, I would say, month. Now, some SEO experts say 2 weeks. I give it a month, and I do that because I have seen after, and again, I look at my own websites. Again, I own several. I play with them in the background so that when I talk about SEO, I can speak based on experience. When I look at these websites that I own, and I look at how core updates from Google impact them, I've seen the search engine results bounce around a lot over time. So they don't settle down for a bit. You know, today they may shoot up to the sky and tomorrow they may be way down. So give it time to settle down. Now, if it does settle down and your rankings have dropped significantly, couple of things. I would focus at this point in time on less content production, but going deeper into the content itself. What that means is I would turn my attention to more long-form content, more long-tail keywords, and going back into your existing content repository and making updates to it. A lot of things that we used to do in the past, for example, on blogs, where we would give these sort of chatty updates on our day, and this is what's going on around here. I mean, of course, it depended upon your topic, but I mean, I own one of my major websites is a gardening blog. And for years, my readers loved these sort of like on Mondays, I would get in there and say, hey, here's what we did over the weekends on the farm. When I look back at those posts, those are the ones that now Google thinks are crap. And for good reason. It's the kind of thing that today we would put on social media. We'd stick it on Facebook. We'd do a series of posts on X and that would be it. Now, years ago, we didn't do that. Years ago, we blogged it. But things change. And if you are trying seriously for organic search traffic, you have to change too. Now, I'll dig more into this as time goes by. But again, I would wait to see how your traffic shakes out. Go back and fix old, chatty, thin posts and make them richer and deeper. Slow down in your content output. Don't try and post every day. Post longer, better, more thoughtful pieces. Original everything, original photography, original thoughts, all of that is going to help as Google continues with these so-called helpful content. I love this helpful content update. It's helpful probably to the reader, but it's not helpful to site owners. But again, richer, deeper posts, post less frequently, update your old and thin content, and go back to the basics. Fix your broken links, fix your images, try and improve matching the search results to the intention of the search. I'll be digging more deeply into this as the weeks go by. It's worth watching, and it's definitely something that we all need to watch. My name is Jean Grunert. For those who don't know me, I am the president of Seven Oaks Consulting. We're a content marketing agency located in Virginia, but we serve a worldwide clientele of mostly technology companies. We're celebrating our 17th year in business, so I must be doing something right. I love search engine optimization. I absolutely love content marketing. If you need help with either, give us a call. We are at 7SEVNOAKSconsulting.com. This is Bricks, Brambles, and Bites. Thanks so much for tuning in and giving me a couple of minutes of your time. I appreciate you. I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.